Hi, this is James from Local Splash. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, yes. So I'm looking at all the notes here on the account and our emails. So our most recent email from Google was on the 1st saying that they can't merge it with the ticket. And they're saying to keep suggesting the edits, then we should wait for the results. Our team may conduct a research on this and may have a resolution soon. So we've kept asking on the forum, if there's any update on this, but they haven't gotten back to us on this ticket. So we've been reporting it, you know, as they've mentioned on Google Maps itself. They did give a hint as to what email it could be under. It starts with TE and then it's @gmail.com. It doesn't show the rest, but just the letter T and E and then .. @gmail.com.
Yeah, I thought that would be the Telecom Wizards Incorporated @gmail.com that was logged in, but apparently that's not it. Okay, so you don't know how long the time is going to be until how long do they usually take to respond since y'all send in a new ticket?
Yeah, so we'll submit a new ticket here because this current one, they haven't responded us, you know, since the 1st. And we asked for an update on this on, you know, the same day. On the 1st, we've also asked for an update on the ticket on the 7th, and they still didn't get back to us. So we'll submit a new ticket here, and then I'll just screenshot what they've said in this ticket. That way we can try to, you know, hopefully pick off where this one left. Because it did seem like they were, you know, willing to help us because they said that the team is conducting research into this, but then they just don't respond on the current one that we have. So I'll reference this ticket. I'll provide them screenshots saying, hey, this is where we are. You know, we just want to make sure that we have access to the, you know, the listing with the 20 reviews.
Right. I'm sorry to harass y'all, but I'm just trying to see some results. It's been a couple months now since we started this ordeal.
No, I definitely understand. Google's just not really being helpful with this here. So let me see if there's any other emails we have in regards to this. This is just the main ticket that we have here in the notes.
I did a verification video on Friday, I think last week, or maybe it was Monday. I don't remember. So are we verified now?
Yeah, so we do have a Google Business profile that's verified and live. It's just not that same one with those 20 reviews. So we do, you know, have one that's here. It does make that correlation. So, like, if we go to the existing one that with 20 reviews, we click on suggest and edit, and then we click close or remove, and we click duplicate of another place, the new one that we have verified, you know, is popping up. It is making that correlation, which is good because usually if it doesn't, you know, recognize that it's a duplicate, it won't show the business. It'll just, you know, show other ones or say none of the above. But I do see it's correlating, you know, with the new one that we have verified. So it is popping up and we are selecting it each time. And we do, you know, get all of these emails, you know, saying, you know, thank you for editing this on Maps. So I see that there's a bunch of those in our inbox. It's just, you know, Google isn't pushing this forward. So I'll create another ticket here and then reference the current, you know, the one that we have now and provide all the screenshots and hopefully, you know, the next agent that you know, checks this email at Google, you know, we'll understand the situation right away.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Is there anything that I could help with? Like right now I'm looking at a check right now from a company we did. I don't know when this invoice was. But the reference or the address on this says Telecom Wizards at 709 Blandon Street, which is the profile address of that one we're doing. I just got this one. This check is dated for today, It's dated for April 23rd. So, what I'm saying is, if there's any resource that we need to be able to provide that we're the business there, if that would help, you just let me know.
Yeah, definitely. If you could provide that to us, if you could just, you know, send that to us in an email, the email team will make sure it's uploaded in your profile, and then we'll make sure to use this, you know, on the tickets and such, you know, as extra proof. basically yeah, in this situation, the more proof we have, the better to show Google that, hey, this is our, Google business profile. We just don't have access, to that email. And, we're going through the steps that they say to go through, in order to get it back.
Okay, so where do you want me to send this picture?
Oh, yes, if you could send it to the support@localsplash.com, that's a good one to use.
Okay, and then do I have a reference or anything?
If you do attention James, the team will know, I'm the only James in the office, so they'll know where to send it to.
Okay, attention James, and then I'm going to send this to you right now. If there's, if there's anything else that I can do,
If you have a business registration or a business license or a business insurance document, Google usually likes those a lot. So that may be beneficial. A registration, insurance, or a business license.
Okay, registration, insurance. Let me see. I got a tax permit right here.
Okay. That's a good one to use.
It's got a super old address when we were at, that was that address is really long ago.
Gotcha. Yeah, if the address is, not matching, then they may not accept it. I know that they are, sometimes picky about the address.
Yeah, this is we had moved business locations, several times in the last 15 years. So this one's from 2707 Ray Street, Fort Worth, Texas. But if I can find any supporting evidence, that you want the supporting evidence for 709 Blandon, right? Because that's what the address is listed on previous profile. Let me run through some things and I'll see if I can't find some paperwork.
Okay, that sounds good. And I'll get the new ticket started and reference this, the one that we have right now. Send those screenshots, and then I'll provide any additional supporting evidence that we have on the new ticket as well once they get back to us.
All right, cool. Excellent. Thank you, James.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.